Welcome back to the recap. Today we are breaking down chapter 3 of Dungeons & Drams, titled Fireball. And let me tell you, things really heat up.
Literally. But before the explosions start, we get introduced to a fascinating new character, Gabbage, a tiefling druid who also happens to be a criminal.
I love that combo. She takes a contract for 1,000 gold, an insane amount of money, to swipe an item from a gnome coming out of the Neverember Manor.
She's methodical about it, too. She chats up a vagrant named Scrimshaw for intel and even disguises herself as a street food vendor to get close. But then, 4 human assassins crash the party.
Total chaos ensues. Gabbages ends up taking one out, then wild shapes into a cat to chase the fleeing gnome into Trollskull Alley. They're heading straight for the party's tavern when... boom!
Fireball. Right in the street. Massive casualties. Gavage gets knocked out, staring at the sign for Sandy's as she fades to black.
Now, meanwhile, inside Sandy's, things have been going great for Doug, Tukey, and Delnus. It's been 2 weeks, business is booming, and they even hired Bonnie from the Yawning Portal.
Yeah, everyone is thriving. Doug's earning potions at the pharmacy, Tukey is making clockwork bobbleheads, and Delnus has amassed a small fortune just healing the community.
Which comes in handy immediately because their morning routine is shattered by that blast. They rush out to find dead guild workers, armed men, and the gnome.
It's a scramble. A hooded figure loots the gnome and sprints away. Tukey manages to investigate and grab the gnome's pouch, while Delnus is running triage on the survivors.
This is where worlds collide. Gabbage wakes up and just walks over to introduce herself, basically saying, "So, I was hired to rob that guy."
Bold move. But the danger isn't over. Delnus tries to stabilize one of the dead assassins, and the guy springs up with a hidden blade. He's burned, but incredibly fast.
The parkour assassin. Doug hits him with a ray of frost, but the guy is somersaulting over crates, yelling, "Stay out of my way!" He's actually chasing the hooded figure.
So the whole group gives chase, tracking him all the way to a fancy noble estate, the Grawlhund Villa. They try to barge in, but the guards, led by a huge half-orc named Herbaz, stop them cold.
They deny the assassin is there, but then Delnus pulls the MVP move of the session, a well-timed zone of truth.
I loved that moment. The guards get confused and accidentally blurt out that the guy is inside and that the Grawlhunds are in league with the Zentarum.
Big reveal! Of course, that gets them threatened with violence and kicked out immediately, but now they know the real players are.